If you're young and you're living in social housing, it can sometimes be hard to get through school, get qualifications, and get a job. A program aims to change that by supporting people to get qualifications and on-the-job training in the social housing sector and beyond. The program is run by Community Housing Industry Association in New South Wales, or CHIA, and the people behind the project argue that they have high completion rates, thanks to the fact that each participant has a mentor. Cadets are recruited from people either in social housing or who are unemployed, and they have a 12-month work placement alongside 12 months of study. Aisha Simon was one of the first cadets to go through the program in 2021. Aisha, welcome to Life Matters.
Hi, thank you very much.
I want to know, what made you decide to put your hand up? I think it was 2021. You were 25 years of age. You also, though, had a child with high-level needs. You had a bit going on. How did you find a way to commit to this program?
Well, the first thing was that I'd been a stay-at-home mum for the last 5 years looking after my son, and he was just about to go into kindergarten, and I thought, well, now that I have this free time, what am I going to do? Like, I need to do something. I need to get out there. And it just happened that cadetship opened just around the same time. And yeah, I'd put my name in, apply just to see what would happen.
How fantastic, because that big step between, you know, staying at home and being a parent and then moving into the big scary world of finding a job can be so tough. What was the study component like?
I won't lie, I had been away from study for about 6 years, so I was quite terrified that I wouldn't be able to keep up or handle the assessments, but CHIA, like, for our orientation and our first 2 weeks of the program, actually brought everyone there so we could do in-face learning and get to know each other, and so the first two assessments weren't so overbearing and overwhelming because we had people there who are from the housing industry. They could let you know, this is what it's like. It's scary, but you can get it. So yeah, it just significantly helped get through the assessment side of that.
It's so good to hear you describe that, because it is so scary for so many people to think, oh gosh, what's it going to be like to go back? But yeah, it's so wonderful to hear that the experience was really positive. What about a job placement part of the role? Tell me about the role that you were in. What was it like? And I'd love to hear about that workplace mentor part of the role.
Yep. So I was applied through SEAHM's Aboriginal Housing Corp, which is an Indigenous non-for-profit social housing provider. I was pretty lucky because half the people in the cadetship were based in the city, so they got dumped into huge housing organisations, where mine was considered one of the smallest. So I thought that might be a disadvantage at the time, just seeing other girls, you know, in Sydney housing, like, that I wouldn't be able to keep up with the course or the assessment. But I was completely wrong going to a small Indigenous social housing provider. Gave me tools that I don't think I'd have today if I wasn't at SEAHM's and got to experience that part of social housing that isn't well known in the more mainstream part of it.
How wonderful. And the confidence, I can imagine, when you've got that support to step back in.
Yeah, I was really lucky. My mentor, who had been there about 5 or 6 years beforehand, I just soaked her up like a sponge. Like, I just was like, anything you know about housing or you want to teach me or I can learn, like, please do. And, like, so grateful for that, because if I didn't have that, I don't think I would have gone through the cadetship as smoothly as I did.
You sound like an absolute dreamboat, Aisha. we're also joined by Mark Degatati, the CEO of CHIA, Community Housing Industry Association in New South Wales. Mark, what was the aim of this project?
Good morning, Jacinta, and g'day again, Aisha. Look, when we first started, we really wanted just to generate employment opportunities for people in social housing or who are young and unemployed. And we worked with the government to see how we could develop a program that would assist those people and also get success. And You know, Aisha talks a lot about the help she got, but she probably underplays the commitment and the courage and the resilience. And she's really typical of all of the cadets that we've had through the program. Their strength and their strength of character has been amazing, a huge part of our success.
It's so wonderful to hear about participants, because that's exactly it, isn't it? Giving an opportunity that's well supported for success. You've got participants between 18 and 61. Tell me more about the sort of types of people that are taking part in the training.
Yeah, so we've got all sorts of folks. It was, as you've mentioned, open to social housing customers and young unemployed people. As it's turned out, probably a bit over 90% of our students have been women. And a really key part of the feedback we get from those folks is that the paid employment part of the program was a really key enabler. It let them access training. They wouldn't have been able to do that just with training and no income. But the combination of the income and the training was really good. You know, about 40% of our students are Aboriginal. About 60% of them come from regional areas. So they're a really diverse cohort, as you said. The youngest was 18 and the oldest was 61. But as I say, they all shared that that dream or that aspiration of changing their lives, and because of their commitment and a bit of help from our mentors, they got it done.
And what sort of roles are people trained in?
Yeah, so most of the they do a certificate for in housing, so a formal qualification, and then they are trained in, for the most part, frontline service roles within the housing provider. So that will vary a little bit from provider to provider, but they certainly get taken through all of the roles that frontline service workers will do in our providers. The really great thing for that, which can't be understated, is actually the benefit that brings to our community housing providers. We get to work with people who have lived experience of either unemployment or being a tenant of social housing. And I can't understate how valuable that is to us as well. So we're really grateful to our students. And, you know, as I've mentioned, we stand in a complete awe and admiration of them.
As you should. Aisha, I like that you kind of, you know, hide the incredible capacity and award that you received, 2022 Katungul NAIDOC Award, which recognises achievements in education. What did that mean to you after, you know, stepping into doing this work and then you get that award?
That award, Training of the Year of 2022, meant the absolute world to me. I am, not to downplay, it was hard. You know, we struggled like everyone does when starting something new, but getting that award in my community just meant so much to me. Being from Batemans Bay, it's a small coastal town, so it doesn't have, you know, a huge variety of jobs that you can get into that, you know, you want to get into the community and be a part of it. And seeing that my community recognize me was just like absolutely crazy.
It's incredible. And, you know, of course, hearing you speak, we can hear that commitment and that dedication. Mark, you've mentioned that you've got these incredible candidates, but really the equation here around those completion rates for candidates, do you think it's the education component and the training component? How do they compare with others, say, like studying at TAFE?
Yeah, so we've got 72% of our students complete their qualification in the Certificate 4 in Housing, and that compares across TAFE in New South Wales, completion rates of about 44%. So it's nearly double. So that's an extraordinary result, and probably more extraordinary when you consider the target cohort of the students in the first place. They've come from pretty challenging life situations, and despite those challenges, have got the completion rates up. Really pleasingly for us, a really important part of the program was finding long-term employment, and three quarters of our students have found long-term employment, and a further 16% of those have gone on to either further study, so graduate study, master's study, or other careers outside of community housing. So it's just, we're just really, really stunned. And I think that the key component for us has really been the work of the mentors, and I congratulate our community housing providers for the workplace mentors. And of course, my team who have done the educational kind of mentorship. I think really the truth is that most of the people who come into the program haven't had much formal experience of education. In some cases, not much formal experience of work either. And I think we all know in life, little hiccups come along, and those hiccups can derail you. Or you can overcome them and keep going. And I think that's where the mentorships play a really key role. When those hiccups happen, we support our students, and with their resilience, they sort of dust themselves off and keep going. And we've had just absolutely amazing completion rates. It's really rewarding.
Ayesha, you're working in the social housing sector. How do you feel that your own experience in social housing has helped you relate to clients who might be facing barriers that perhaps others might not see as clearly as you?
Now I'm a team leader in my role. So thanks to the cadetship, I got to go from a cadet to a housing officer to a team leader in housing. So that has been life changing. And being in the role that I'm in now, I get to communicate with our tenants, tenants' family. Sometimes it's not even our tenants that may just call to ask about, you know, the housing wait list or anything like that. Coming from housing myself, I know how overwhelming and anxiety inducing and confusing the forms are and whatnot. So I get to be that person who can assist the people who are coming to me and my team that need that assistance or need that reassurance or explain things a little better that they might understand. Like, there's just so many things that may stop someone from getting housing or going into housing, or they've had a bad experience. And my main goal is to just help those who come through, because if I'm not a part of the system helping out, it's just, you know, it can just get worse from here. So I'd rather be a part of the solution.
I think we can hear very clearly from you, Ayesha, today that the system is very lucky to have you working within it. It's been wonderful to catch up with you. Thank you so much for joining us. Ayesha Simon was one of the first cadets, to go through the program in 2021. Thanks for joining us, and congratulations on all your success.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
And Mark Degatati, the CEO of the CHIA, the Community Housing Industry Association in New South Wales. Thank you also for giving us some insight into the program.
Oh, thanks so much, Jacinta. Nice to talk to you.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.